A quarter of Canadian seniors say they can't be as socially active as they'd like to be, and that may be cheating them of some important health benefits. According to the latest health report from Statistics Canada, our health reporter Pauline Dakin explains.
Okay, we can do the inside now. There you go.
76-year-old Edie Shum is a volunteer who does crafts with residents at the long-term care facility at Baycrest Health Sciences in Toronto. She knew she needed something to do after her husband died 3 years ago.
Living alone after being with someone for 50 years is a difficult thing. So instead of talking to myself, I'm talking to other people.
That kind of social contact is linked to health benefits, according to a new report from StatsCan. It surveyed more than 16,000 people over 65 and found the more social activities seniors are involved in, the better they rate their health and the less likely they are to feel lonely or dissatisfied with life. Dr. Nicole Anderson is a researcher with the Rotman Research Institute at Baycrest. She's studying the effects of volunteer work on physical, cognitive, and social function in people over 55. She says research shows good social connections have a biological effect.
People's immune systems tend to be better. Their stress hormones tend to be lower.
But a quarter of seniors may be missing out on those benefits. In the StatsCan survey, one in four report not being as socially connected as they'd like. A third say it's because of health limitations. Others say they're too busy, don't want to go to social events alone, or don't have transportation or the money to be more active.
We need to try to address these barriers.
Anderson says the type of study she's doing will determine whether adding social activities leads to positive health changes, as some other studies have suggested, and potentially boost the case for helping seniors to overcome barriers.
With the massive wave of retirees coming our way, we need to address what kinds of activities and their health and their psychological well-being, because that will have enormous impacts on health care of this large senior population.
She's done the inside, Brenda.
For Edie Shum, the interaction with residents, staff, and other volunteers at Baycrest has made all the difference.
I'm not just existing, but I'm at least doing something that maybe makes other people feel better too. But I think I benefit more than they do because it gives me a sense of well-being. Maybe I make a difference.
Pauline Dakin, CBC News, Halifax. And a final update.